Good morning, Gina. This is Garrett West, pastor of First Baptist Gina, and this morning we'll continue exploring the question, what is God like? We'll look this morning at the communicable attribute of God's harmony. 1 Corinthians 14:33 says, God is not a God of confusion, but of peace. This verse describes an attribute of God, and the English word used is peace. So some will label this attribute God's peace, but what's being described here is really a form of order. The passage is describing how the church ought to function when they gather together. It's not to be a disorderly or confusing assembly, but one of peace and order. In fact, many translations use the word disorder instead of confusion. The same Greek word is also translated rebellion or riot. So as a noun, it refers to a state of violent group disturbance and disorder. So the word peace is used to refer to the opposite of disorder. Therefore, I've chosen the word harmony to refer to this peaceful order of God. This can certainly include peace, as we typically think of it, but it's also so much more than that. It means that everything God does and decrees works in perfect harmony together. There is perfect consistency in God's decrees, His actions, and His being. As a side note for those theologians out there who are keeping track, the harmony of God's being and His attributes is sometimes called God's unity, but I'm just including that here under this umbrella of harmony. So what does this mean for us? Two things. Number one, God desires for us to be a harmonious people, not a disorderly, confusing, or rebellious people. Christians are to be a consistent, orderly people. This certainly applies to how we order our worship at church services, as the verse from 1 Corinthians suggests, but there's more. Our families ought to be families of order and harmony. Our schedules, our moral values, our actions, these all ought to operate with consistency. Now, these are all very difficult tasks. I'm not suggesting that this is going to be easy, and I'm not even suggesting that nothing short of complete order is good. Rather, I'm just giving us a target. Order is the target, and as we aim towards that target, we'll find ourselves getting closer and closer to the center, even if we never really fully reach it. Here's the second thing. God is not arbitrary. Sometimes when we read God's decrees or see His actions, we fail to see the order, the peace, and the harmony of what He prescribes or what He does. And this will lead us to sometimes adjust or even flatly reject some of what we read in the Bible so that we can rationalize the apparent inconsistency in our mind. But we need to remember that we are not harmonious beings. Because of sin, we tend towards disorder. But here's the tricky part. We usually don't recognize it as such. We think that we're being logical or consistent when we really aren't. So when we come across hard to swallow or hard to understand passages in the Bible, don't think that you can just adjust it as you see fit. You'll actually be doing more harm than good. Rather, find someone who can help you understand it rightly, and you'll find more and more as you study just how harmonious our great God truly is.